noticed that when it comes to social change, we all talk a whole lot more about raising money than we talk about the real question, the question of what it actually takes to create change? I'm Hilde Gottlieb, and I'm so glad you're here, because this is where we're going to explore that question, a place for unraveling the story of social change. You know, from the time I was a kid, I've always been the one who didn't quite fit in. I just always saw things differently than most of the people around me. And here in the social change world, I still don't really fit in. I still see things differently. I ask bigger questions. I look for bigger answers. But here's what I'm finding. I'm finding that there are people like me, people who sense that so much more is possible than what we reach for in the day-to-day. We're all, each of us in our own way, rebelling against systems that lead us to work our buns off for only incremental change, if we're seeing any change at all. But here's the thing. Those systems, they weren't created by some supreme being. The systems we encounter in the social change arena, they were made by humans, which means we can change those systems. That is what this podcast is about. It's a place for us to explore what's possible, to learn together, a place to find answers to the main question I'm going to ask all my guests. What actually creates change? This is not going to be a podcast about any particular issues that are going on in the world at any given time, at least not for the most part. When we're reaching for what's possible, keeping an eye on that prize, there's always going to be things that come up. Some of them are going to be really big things, a tsunami or a massive wildfire, a war, a revolution. For the most part, we're not going to focus on any one of those things. That's because when we have our eyes firmly set on where we're headed, there's always going to be obstacles and detours that pop up along the way, forks in the road, places where we have to pivot. That's why the question isn't, what does it take to deal with this particular issue? The question's bigger than that. If we want to see a future that is more humane, more equitable, more healthy, more loving, more compassionate, what does it take to create that? That's the story we'll be unraveling and exploring here. It's a place for those of us who sense what is possible. Maybe we are rebels or true social change nerds. Maybe we just see things a little differently than the people around us. We're tired of incremental change. We want to see real change. Visionary change, dramatic change. And we don't just want that humane, joyful world. We know in our bones that that is possible. We're tired of aiming at making a little bit of difference for some folks in one part of town. We want to make a huge, honking difference for all of us together. That's the part of me that's always looking to be fed. And that's what I'm hoping will nurture all of us in this podcast. The wisdom of people who are also trying to answer that most basic question. What is it that actually creates change? What will create the future that we all sense is possible? It is one of my favorite places to play. As for the people you'll meet in this space, my guests come from a breadth of different perspectives on change. Historians and social scientists and futurists, movement leaders and community organizers, and folks working inside organizations. The thing all these folks are going to have in common is that they are all rabble-rousers and rebels in their own way. So if these are the kinds of people you love to hang out with, then I'm really glad you're here. In the words of the great John Lewis, let's see what kinds of good trouble we can get into together. Let's create the future.